This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. French President Emmanuel Macron is set to hold talks in Moscow this Monday in a bid to help de-escalate the tense situation around Ukraine. The concentration of an estimated 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine has fueled Western worries that it heralds a possible offensive, with White House and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warning that Russia could invade Ukraine any day, triggering a conflict that would come at enormous human cost. Russia has denied any plans to attack its neighbor, but is urging the U.S. and its allies to bar Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations from joining NATO, hold weapons deployments there, and roll back NATO forces from Eastern Europe. Washington and NATO have rejected those demands. Macron, who is set to meet in the Kremlin with Russian President Vladimir Putin before visiting Ukraine Tuesday, said last week that his party and priority is dialogue with Russia and de-escalation. And again, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Russia could invade Ukraine any day, launching a conflict that would cause an enormous human cost. The senior advisor to President Joe Biden offered the stark warning Sunday, the day after U.S. officials confirmed that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by mid-month, to give President Vladimir Putin the option of launching a full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, elite U.S. troops and equipment landed in the southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. And U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday he would not speculate on further steps his administration is willing to take amid ongoing tensions with Russia over Ukraine. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Talks to revive Iran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers are to resume on Tuesday after breaking off for a bit over a week for diplomats to return home for consultations. The European Union chairs the talks in Vienna, and the bloc announced the resumption on Monday. The United States pulled out of Vienna Accord in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump and reimposed heavy sanctions on Iran. Tehran has responded by increasing the purity and amounts of uranium it enriches and stockpiles in breach of the accord. North Korea is funding its weapons program with cryptocurrency stolen through cyber attacks, according to a leaked UN report seen by Reuters. It says Pyongyang has continued to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile programs during the past year, and that cyber attacks have been an important source of revenue. According to the report, between 2020 and 2021, North Korean hackers stole more than $50 million from at least three cryptocurrency exchanges. The monitors also cited a report last month by the cybersecurity firm Chain Analysis, which said North Korea extracted nearly $400 million worth of digital assets just last year in cyber attacks. Many Asian countries are facing a spike in COVID-19 infections after the widely celebrated Lunar New Year holidays, as health officials grapple with the highly transmissible Omicron variant and expectations that numbers will continue to rise in coming weeks. The Lunar New Year, which is China's biggest holiday, was celebrated across Asia on February 1st, even as pandemic restrictions in many countries kept crowds and family outings to a minimum. Hong Kong's authorities are confronting record virus cases that are straining its so-called zero COVID policy. Elsewhere in Singapore, Malaysia, and Thailand, health officials are reporting high infection numbers, largely driven by the Omicron variant. Israeli and Palestinian public figures have drawn up a new proposal for a two-state confederation. They hope this will offer a way forward after a decade-long stalemate in peace efforts. It's unclear if the plan has any support among leaders, but it could help shape the debate over the conflict and will be presented to senior U.S. and U.N. officials this week. The plan does call for a state of Palestine and most of the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem, territories Israel seized in the 1967 Mideast War. Israel and Palestine would have separate governments, but coordinate at a very high level on security and other issues. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.